The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, this week we're bringing you the ultimate guide to technology to assist you in your travelling. Jess Kelly is with me, our technology correspondent. Where do we start, Jess? Where do we start?
Well, we have to start. Well, we could start at the very, very beginning and talk through the idea of booking your holiday and using the tech tools to find the best value. But I know that we're tight on time. So let's just assume that you've got your holiday booked, right?
Okay, yes.
You're at the stage where you're packing. I'm sure, Kieran, you know, I know you're off to Kenmare now. I'm sure you made an Excel spreadsheet color-coded with the items that you have in your bag, including toiletries and accessories and all that sort of stuff. So we're at the stage where we have our bag packed. We have all of our
I don't understand how packing takes people so long.
Do you not make a list?
10-minute job. Packing. Yeah, but I know there is a list. But the list, what's the list? Toothbrush, phone charger. That's kind of it.
Do you not do... Okay, so let's just
leave it
here for a second. No. So what I have is I have a sheet within my OneNote within my phone and I'll break down my trip by day. So do you remember we were in America earlier this year?
Yeah.
So I had, you know, on Monday...
I need three pairs of knickers on Monday.
Yeah, just in case. You know, socks, what colour jeans I'm going to wear, what top. So I plan out all my outfits and then make sure I have the relevant bits and pieces.
I actually have a list.
Go on.
Charger, Kindle... AirPods, runners, that's all that's on it.
You're going around the Nip in Kenmare tomorrow, is that
Yeah, but sorry, I just don't think you need to write down the need for clothes. That's kind of a given, isn't it?
Well,
like, if
no.
you didn't have them on your list, you'd get down there and be like, oh, all I've brought is my runners.
I've made a huge mistake. No, I'm one of those people. I overthink, I overplan. I love having my lists. I also use packing cubes. Would highly recommend. Today is Prime Day. If you have an Amazon account, buy yourself some packing cubes.
What's a packing cube?
Oh, they're little mesh nets that you can pack. So again, if you're like me and you like to pack by day, so you could have your clothes for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in cube one and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday in cube
oh,
two.
Oh, God.
I'm great fun to live with. Anyway, we have our lists. We have our case packed. Top tip is a tracker, a bag tracker. Do you remember a few years ago all the suitcases?
I have one of those.
Do you?
Yeah, it slides into the back of the suitcase and you slide it out and it's a little sheet of cardboard and it says my name and address and phone number on it. Amazing.
I got so excited there.
Technology.
I didn't realize you were being facetious. One day you'll change. Well, if you want to step up from the piece of cardboard and the biro, we obviously
I think it's actually
have
my parents' address.
That's how long you've had the suit. Anyway, let's not dwell on that. You can get things like this, the AirTag if you're an Apple user, or there's the Chipolo or the Tile if you're an Android user. Now, my top tip here is before you go out and buy your AirTag, make sure that your airline will allow you to put it into your checked bag. Some airlines now are asking people not to put the trackers
why?
In because of the lithium ion battery.
They don't
want the batteries in it. Now, it does vary from airline to airline, but double check. I would also recommend, even if you are bringing hand luggage, to pop a tracker in. You can bring it into the cabin with you. But it just means, say, if you're flying to London for a long weekend and you're on the tube or whatever it is and your suitcase goes walkies or you're jet lagged out of your brain and you leave it behind if you're in the US, just having the tracker there gives you the peace of mind. They are very affordable and very easy to use and I just think it takes the stress out of it.
And so I didn't realise this. The AirTag is reliant on there being iPhones around it.
Correct, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
So if someone gets to your bag quickly out of the airport and... to a place where there are no smartphones. Does such a place exist anymore on the planet? I'm not sure it does.
Maybe in the middle of the Sahara, but for the most part...
What about Tile? That's another one I see.
Yeah, so Tile
are
great.
Is that the same thing?
It's the exact same idea,
okay.
But it works with Android as
as
iPhone. So AirTags are just for iPhones.
And Tile is Android and iPhone. Okay.
So you download the app on via the App Store and then you pair it via Bluetooth and then you're laughing. They are so affordable and they are great. I would really recommend them equally if you're... if you were going off to Adventure Park with the kids, if you're going to Legoland or Disneyland or whatever it is, pop one in the pocket of the kids' jacket. It's a really nice way just to keep eyes on your kids when you are going to those sort of big open areas. You can also get wristbands that an AirTag can sit into too. So just if you want that extra peace of mind, I would highly recommend it. But you want my top tip for when you're packing?
Yeah, cool.
So if you're going off to somewhere that has another type of socket, the other way you buy your adapters.
Yeah.
Top tip, bring one adapter and then bring a short extension cable. So all your other devices can plug into the extension cable and then you just need the one adapter. You're not
Oh,
impressed,
that's yeah. so depressing.
Kieran,
so depressing that that's
I was so
your top
excited
travel
to tell
tip.
You about that.
You're packing extension leads.
Because it means you don't have to.
Oh, God.
I feel embarrassed now.
Oh, you should
let
be.
Me move on.
You
anyway,
should be.
The other thing to think about is perhaps a power bank.
Sorry, this is great advice.
This is a big one. I, as you know, Kieran, I can't go 3 seconds without taking a photograph and putting it up on my Instagram. Mm. That does drain your battery.
But not even that, Jess. If you're on maps and stuff the whole time.
Whole
like
time.
We were in London last week. And like I'd know London fairly well, but you're still taking out your phone just to make sure you're kind of, oh yeah, it's one street over here, mm-hmm. whatever. So you do that enough during the day and the battery, suddenly you realise you've got kind of a couple of hours left and you've got
2%. 100%.
And your train tickets are on a QR code on your phone.
Well, this is it. Like so much of our travel stuff, whether it's booking taxis, your train tickets, your plane tickets, your boarding pass, all of it's on the phone. Invest in a good power bank. My tip here would be to not buy anything that's less than 10,000 milliamps. So the average iPhone battery is in and around 5,000 milliamps.
Okay.
So if you get one that's 10,000 or more,
charges.
You get two charges.
Right.
So there's a tip for you there now.
Right. What else before we get to the airport should I do?
Well, I assume you already do this already, but make sure you have the airport app on your phone.
Yep.
So the Dublin Airport app for us living here, or for me, as a dub, is great. All the airports have them now. Ensure that you've checked in online, done all that bits, all those bits and pieces. Ensure that your boarding pass is added to the wallet on your phone. Don't take screenshots because not all the airlines will accept if it is a screenshot.
Okay.
So make sure that you add to your wallet. Also, make sure that you take a picture or a scan of your passport before you travel in case your passport goes walkies. It'll be stored in the cloud. Put it up into the cloud. Email it to yourself if you have to, because that means if your phone and your wallet get nicked, you have a way to prove your ID and then you can also access it anywhere.
The days of taking everything out of your bag, liquids and tech and all that, it's kind of gone. Well, not entirely, but it's almost gone,
a
isn't it?
A few of the scanners
There's
in Dublin Airport now.
A few old scanners there. But
and it is transformational. Mm. I was going over to leave.
So the people shouting aggressively or passive aggressively at you to take stuff out of your bag. Now, still shout at you passive aggressively, but it's when you're about to take it out of your bag. They're leaving it in your bag.
Yeah.
Leave that in your bag.
Yeah.
Jesus, all right.
Now, there's nothing like getting yelled at on a red eye flight, but it is transformational. So if you are going through, it'll be indicated to be quite clear which scanners in the airport allows you to leave your bits and pieces in your backpack. That includes technology. So if you've got your laptop or your Kindle, you can leave them inside. You do need to take your belt off if you've got a hoodie off, your shoes and so on. My one wish is that everyone in the airport knows how to go through security with least fuss possible. If you do need to take your bits and pieces out, don't be taking 5 litres out of your bag of liquid or anything like that. It'll slow the entire process down. So be prepared to empty your bag if you need to. But there are so many of these scanners now and it has just taken the stress out of going through security.
Phones abroad. So if you're going out of Europe,
yes.
You're grand in Europe, basically.
You're grand in Europe to roam like at home.
eSIMs.
Yes.
So I have had difficulty dealing with these, mm-hmm. you will recall from our trip to the States.
Because you didn't listen to me, Bea.
Well, I just abandoned all hope,
yeah.
Ye who enter here, and I just let you basically be my means of communication
yes,
to the world.
Yes.
So what are they? How do they work?
So eSIMs, if you have a phone that's been bought, a new enough model from the last 4 or 5 years, you will have a feature within your phone that enables eSIMs, so electronic SIM cards. It means you don't need to add a separate SIM card or buy one from a vending machine when you land in your destination. The one that I always recommend is GoMo World. So the way it works is you download the GoMo World app, you select your destination, you select how much data you want, and then you just follow the steps on the screen. It installs instantly. The good news is that your normal phone number will still work. So if you needed to call me but I had an eSIM in place, my number would still work.
It's like it diverts.
Exactly.
Kind of old-fashioned.
Exactly, diversion.
And
also your WhatsApp and all the rest will still work. Basically, your data is coming from the second SIM, but all of your other phone activity is coming through your normal SIM. It is worth noting, you need to go into the settings on your phone and turn off the data of your normal SIM because you don't want it sort of bypassing the eSIM and going to your normal SIM.
Oh, okay.
So it'll just save yourself a bit of hassle. Also worth noting, you can get an eSIM through Revolut as well. So if you're a Revolut customer, go in through the portal, go into Lifestyle, tap eSIMs, and you can do it that way. I found GoMo was a little bit cheaper though.
Yeah, I found neither of them worked. But anyway, GoMo World is Jess's recommendation. It works on Revolut as well, apparently. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.